Put this guy on the Mount Rushmore of SEC announcers. Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores for our daily visit. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Commodore football team getting ready for the bowl game. I know they've checked in their hotel rooms out at the Opryland Hotel, and hopefully everybody got a map and good to go.
Let me tell you, the maps are mandatory. In fact, I know as you guys know, Brian Reese is director of football operations. Just does a tremendous job.
He does.
Of preparing guys for travel and everything. And there's a very intricate package that's put together with schedules and places and everything. It includes maps, and it also includes cell phone numbers of coaches and of people. And say, you know, if you look up and you're 10 minutes from a meeting and you don't know where you are.
How about a GPS system?
That'd be a really good idea. We had a great time last night. Both teams got together on the General Jackson. We had, I think, over 500 people on the General Jackson. The two teams got together, had dinner. Had a trivia challenge competition, had a rib eating challenge, which was a lot of fun. The Wild Horse brought some ribs over, and the guys really went after it. I know Eric Hensley won the individual rib challenge for the Commodores, so that was a solid performance there.
Did you go up against the Boston College announcer in any of these challenges?
He was not there yet, unfortunately, so I didn't get to do that. But Hensley got a big belt, a wrestling, you know, world championship belt.
Cool.
So that was a pretty cool thing. Everybody had a great time, and then they went out on the town a little bit downtown last night afterwards. So there are some more events, as I know, an FCA breakfast today. There's an event later on this evening, I think, at Dave and Buster's for both teams to kind of get together and have some fun. But, you know, they're still working in practice. The Commodores will practice this afternoon, and, you know, just a couple of days away from teeing it up over at LP Field.
You mentioned the lunch or the breakfast this morning, and Jared Hawkins, I know, is going to be a big part of that. And the good news for him is it looks like he's going to be able to go on Wednesday.
You know, I think he's come a little farther than people thought. You know, he practiced that first day back, and the question was going to be, how is he going to feel the next day? If he was going to have a lot of soreness and a lot of swelling, then he probably wasn't going to be able to go. But he was able to practice on that second day. So I don't think Jared's 100%, and I think he'd probably tell you that. But I think he is probably going to be strong enough to play, and that's nice to have that added element in for how many plays he can give them.
And in speaking to the coordinators back on Saturday, I went over there and talked with both Ted Kane and Bruce Fowler. The one recurring theme I seem to be getting on both sides of the football for Boston College is, man, those guys are big.
Well, they really are. We noticed last night on the boat, you know, when the guys came in, that, you know, boat kind of leaned to one side when they got on for a while. But they're very big. They're very solid up front. You know, defensively, the numbers, and we can talk more about it, I think, tomorrow. But, you know, they lead the nation in interceptions. They don't give up a lot of points. They don't make a lot of mistakes. It's a very defensive-oriented game, I think, for both teams. So, and BC is a team that has scored 7 straight games where they've scored a non-offensive-related touchdown, whether that's an interception or a fumble return or a kick return or something like that. So they make things happen other than just offensively. They're very opportunistic, but really big. I think the big challenge for Vanderbilt, especially offensively, is can they deal with the superior size on BC's defensive line?
Well, I hope you gave our best to Gopher and Captain Steubing.
and Isaac.
Let me tell you what, we didn't see them last night. They were very busy. We cruised down the river for the event, and then got down river about 9:15, 9:20, something like that. And they docked downtown at the riverfront, allowed the teams to get off there so they could go into town, you know, for a couple hours, go over to 2nd Avenue and all that kind of stuff. And then those of us who weren't going to get off downtown cruised back to Opryland. Well, the river current was so strong last night, it took us about an hour and a half to get back to the dock at Opryland. That's how strong the river current was. So, fortunately, there was good entertainment on board. Everybody had a good time. But I can't recall the river being that swift in a long, long time. It took a while.
Cedric Benson didn't show up over there, did he?
Did not. No, did not.
No, he was running all over the Chiefs.
Anybody from the Vikings?
Nobody there from the Vikings, no.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.
Voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher, each morning.